particularly about the way people talk, maybe around here in different parts of the country, that strikes you as unusual, or anything that people say that particularly irritates you, whether it's their pronunciation or their grammar or anything like that?
That irritates me?
Yeah.
Nothing really irritates me. It's kind of like you get somebody from like farther down south or into a small town like Minden or something. They kind of, just call it ramble, you know. And then you got some monotones from around here. And
around Ruston?
Right. Well, people at school. What irritates me is like people stuttering or slurring. You got these foreign students over here that kind of gets on your nerves sometimes.
What if somebody used the word ain't continuously or that sort of thing? Does that bother you?
No, everybody does that.
Is there anything about the black speech that strikes you as
mumbly? Some you just can't understand.
Is there anything that, do you ever notice if blacks change the way they talk when they're around whites?
Well, it really depends on the situation. Some, like you find some older guys, you know, like working or something, they'll just keep on talking, you know, the way they go. And then you got some that try to, you know, like they have a thesaurus in the back of their pocket, they'll try to whip some out.
Yeah. Is there any, do you notice any difference in the way that you talk and the way your parents talk?
I talk a lot faster than my parents. My father talks kind of slow. Not real slow, but he thinks about everything before he says it.
Precise.
Very. I'm more of, you know, I say before I think about it.
What about any differences between the way you talk and the way your grandparents talk?
My grandfather was real quiet, and this is on my mother's side.
Mm-hmm.
And my grandmother, she's continuous.
Yeah.
That kind of, so.
Do you have any feelings about whether they should should be any kind of standards of correctness in English speech, or should just be kind of a haphazard sort of thing? If anything goes, it really doesn't matter.
Well, as long as you can, I mean, you know, really the thing for speech is communication. If you can understand what a person's trying to get across, I don't see anything to change it. Now, if you have problems, you know, understand a person, you know, something needs to be changed, but as long as you can understand them, it's no big deal.
Okay. All right. Get into the other part. You were talking about your house yesterday after you made that sketch. The room in your house that you would consider the best room where you would entertain guests, you'd call that what?
Like if it was more formal place, you'd living room or a dining room. You know, if you just had a bunch of people over at the den.
Would you ever call a room a parlor?
No, the parlor is more of a foyer kind of like.
So it would
entrance
not,
area.
Would not be the same as a living room?
No.
Okay. Oh, about how high would you say the ceiling in this room is?
About 9 foot.
You would say it is a what ceiling?
9 foot ceiling.
9 foot ceiling. In other words, the wall is about how tall?
9 feet.
Okay. Just to get that foot feet distinction. All right. Was there a fireplace in the house that you live in?
Yes. No?
Okay. The thing that the smoke goes out of, that's just the
chimney.
Yeah. You have a different name for it?